Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
It's another What's On Your Mind Tuesday edition, brought to you by the North Dakota Farm Bureau, the voice of agriculture in North Dakota, which you can find out more about at ndfb.org. ndfb.org is the website. We are live and direct at First International Bank and Trust today in Bismarck. That's right, in Bismarck. They are working on a project that has been discussed here. That is going to be a great addition to the city of Bismarck. So we'll talk a little bit about First International Bank and Trust plans here in Bismarck as we go throughout the program today.
Yeah, you probably didn't hear my suggestion yesterday on Cave Fire. I had the idea that you should be up in a crane 10 stories up at that corner where the building will be, because then you could say, I am broadcasting from where the top of the building will be, or, you know, whatever you'd want to phrase it.
But that's not a bad idea. That'll be the next broadcast. How about that?
Okay.
Yeah, because it's a little early. Right now they're in a temporary location near where the new facility will be.
But right.
But I think so.
But that will give some perspective, because it's like, holy cow, that's going to be huge.
When the cranes show, I'm here. I'm back. I'll do it. I'm up for it.
Perfect.
Happy to do it. The North Dakota Farm Bureau often provides a guest for us on our Tuesday edition as we're talking ag. But guess what? The Farm Bureau said, we want to talk energy today. And I said, okay, well, this is the ag day, but you want to talk energy, right? And specifically, they want to talk about what the EPA is doing to the coal industry with this new power plant ordeal. And so we are going to be joined again by our friend from the North Dakota Lignite Council, and that would be, of course, Jason Bohr. So we look forward to that conversation coming up today, and really, that's makes some sense, because farmers know the EPA is a threat to agriculture as well. So how does that go? A friend of a friend of a friend of a friend of a, you know, enemy of a, you know, the whole deal. So got to stick together in this regard, and we'll do that a little later on in the program. We're also going to meet some folks, of course, from First International Bank of Trust today on the program. And, you know, I was listening to a number of the callers that we chatted with yesterday. And there was a very insightful theme that didn't come out of necessarily one particular caller, but out of a couple that I detected. And I want to share what my interpretation of that way of thinking is regarding Donald Trump and the current place we find ourselves at in this effort to select a Republican nominee for president of the United States. And I want to test this theory on the audience today, because if I was to wager a guess, at least the vast majority of the callers to this point have, you know, tracked right along with the national polls regarding Donald Trump being the pick. And I had a sense yesterday on the program that there's a little bit of buyer's remorse about the early leader. All right. So specifically, if you find yourself as a Trump supporter having a little buyer's remorse, I'd like to talk this out with you a little bit. And nobody said this exactly the way I'm going to say it, but this is the sense of what I heard yesterday from a number of callers. You know, Mary from Bismarck, for instance, called and said, you know, the whole bleeding from the eyes thing, I what a slip of the tongue. But he never should have called Megyn Kelly a lightweight. That was one example, right? But the theme that I'm talking about is one that suggests maybe we're going a little soft on some of the failings of Donald Trump because we really like him. And finally somebody came out and said what I was thinking. And so I'm going to sort of look the other way on, you know, a few of these stumbles along the way. Now, there's another group of folks that I believe are still in the camp, and these are all media gotcha moments for Donald Trump, so he can't be blamed for any of them. But I picked up a little different tone yesterday on the program, so that's why I'm battle-testing it today to find out whether that is something you heard, whether that's something you feel, or whether that's something that's totally crazy nuts and way out in left field. You tell me, okay? The telephone number is 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com if you want to send us an email. You can always text Todd at 701-226-8503, 701-226-8503. My computer's being really weird today, Todd, just so you know. Like, my mouse wasn't working earlier, and now I just started installing software.
Now, what websites have you been looking at?
That has nothing to do with any websites. I look at the same websites I always look at. Right? I hardly get to a website.
It's the Trump people. They've invaded.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. none of that matters to anybody, and I don't want any sympathy for it other than to tell you that when you call, I'm going to need my friend Manny to tell me you're on the line and where you're from.
Because, well, it's all you and me so far, so.
Yeah, so Todd knows, too. So we'll just do this among us here today on the program. Okay, so anyway, the theory is, and here's how I remember a caller saying it yesterday. You know what? I'm a Trump fan. I like the guy. I liked him all along, but I finally come to the realization I'm giving him a pass on some of this really stupid stuff because I don't like anybody else in the field, and he's the guy that's actually been talking for me. That's a paraphrase of the conversation. Do you feel that way is my question.
Texter says Megyn Kelly 2016.
Likes Megyn Kelly. See, and that's the other unfortunate thing here, that this becomes Megyn Kelly versus Donald Trump. That's a sideshow. I think the question we all need to ask ourselves, and I count myself as a Trump supporter. I said before, I don't think he'll be the nominee, but I like the guy, and I love the way he has educated the Republican establishment about the frustration that rank-and-file conservatives feel and the thirst they have for a leader. Donald Trump has done an incredible service in that regard. And by the way, somebody clearly is counseling Donald Trump to say, okay, you got to move on from all this goofy stuff. And there has to be some there if you hope to be in this race much longer. So, you know, he was on Fox this morning talking about substantive issues. He made an argument that we should have taken Iraq's oil since we liberated Iraq, and then it wouldn't be there for ISIS. As an example. Now, you know, it's at least a policy position. I don't know whether or not, when you think about that decision at the time, whether or not that would have put us in a position to be, you know. For instance, what did we take for liberating much of Europe from the grips of Hitler? Didn't take anything. Gave a lot. Including the blood of some of our most precious resource, right? Can you imagine to say, well, we're here, you know, doing this Iraq thing because we don't like Saddam Hussein, you know, give me some oil. I don't know, but my point is it's a position. It's policy. It's not making fun of Megyn Kelly or a kind of a, you know, an inartful way of taking on the illegal immigration debate. It's a policy. It's an idea. So I think he's getting a message there a little bit as well. Henry in Fargo, you're on What's on Your Mind. How you doing, Henry?
Hey, really good. Thanks for taking my call. Hey, I was calling in kind of on your Trump thing. I mean, you and your fill-in when you were gone last week and your partner sitting next to you. I mean, Trump's it's a non-issue. I mean, you're trying to make something that's not there. The guy's a billionaire, $10 billion to be exact, using his numbers. He's getting free press out of all this. He's not spending any money on it. I mean, it's working. He's 30-something in the polls, on some of the polls nationwide. It's working. He's not an establishment guy like your buddy, you know, Kevin Cramer. we got somebody actually talking the talk. He may not make it, may not, but give him a chance to let it run. Let's see what happens.
Why? Well, do you sense that I'm not giving him a chance? I just said I'm a Trump fan. I'm glad he's in the race.
And Kevin Cramer, you know, voted to defund Obamacare too. I mean, come on, give me a break. The only issue you're passionate on is abortion. That's the only issue you ever get passionate on, and I honor you for that because you have morals and values. But come on, there's other issues: $20 trillion in debt, Benghazi, all these other issues, and you never press Kevin Cramer on any of them.
Well, first of all, I don't ask Kevin Cramer a lot of questions at all because they come from callers.
So, say, Henry, do you call the show? Because, I mean, that's what it's about. It's not about whether Scott or I.
Well, I get that, you guys. And you've told me that before, and I hate to keep beating a drum, but...
Then call when he's on. Call tomorrow. Yeah, he's going to be on tomorrow, right, Scott?
Absolutely. No, actually, we will not.
Henry.
On vacation. Hang
okay.
on, Henry, if you would. We'll finish this on the other side of the break, up against the clock. 16 past the hour. This is What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
Listening to the program that asks a very important question. Every day, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
PetroServe USA, when you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on into a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right, get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
Nicotine is a highly addictive and toxic drug that is harmful to our youth. But a new law brings us one step closer to protecting North Dakota's kids by preventing the sale of e-cigarettes to anyone under age 18, requiring child-resistant packaging, and puts self-service sale displays for any nicotine or tobacco product out of reach. Learn more about the dangers of e-cigarettes and the new law at BreatheND.com. Brought to you by the North Dakota Center for Tobacco Prevention and Control Policy and your local public health unit.
First International Bank and Trust knows that dreams make life worth living. So let's dream. Let's worry less about money. Let's have more moments being in the moment. Let's live first. With free checking and convenient online and mobile banking, you can focus on things that money can't buy.
Happy birthday!
Open an account today at livefirstmobile.com. Member FDIC.
It takes hard work and support to get a farm standing on its own 2 feet, just like it takes a solid frame to make a building last for years. Prairie Post Frame uses 28-gauge metal, laminated posts buried a full 6 feet, along with superior craftsmanship to give you the best return on your investment. Right now, they're offering a discount if you sign a contract within 30 days of receiving the quote. Prairie Post Frame, leading the industry in quality post frame construction. Call Jeff at 701-715-0352 or go to prairiepostframe.ca.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We're in Bismarck today. I've asked the good folks from First International Bank and Trust, where we're broadcasting live, to pick a lucky number. And we have it right in front of me. And that lucky number will correlate with the correct number caller who is going to receive a Dakota Farms Family Restaurant gift certificate on us today, actually on Cloverdale today, because when you call the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline at 800-228-0550, you not only get a chance to chat with Todd Nyan, tell us what's on your mind, but you also get a chance to win. So it's pretty cool. So we had our first winner yesterday, and we'll tell you a little more about Dakota Farms Family Restaurants in just a little bit. They're in Williston, they're in Rugby, they're in Washburn, and they're in Mandan. That's right. Great fun. All right, so a couple more calls. Welcome here on the whole Trump thing, and we can talk about anything you want to talk about. I'm intrigued by this argument that's not come from me, despite Henry and Fargo thinking this is all you want to talk about. No, this is what people are talking about. It's what rings our phones off the hook and interests people, and that's understandable, obviously. But that was pre-debate and post-debate. And the gist of it from Trump supporters is, you know what, I'm giving the guy more of a pass than he should get because I like him and I like that he's fighting. And but really, he's getting a little close to the line. And I'm asking, does that fit your viewpoint? Or is all of this just fine? And Henry, setting aside the whole Congressman Kramer question, we'll come back to that if you want. Are you a Trump supporter no matter what? I guess I got to click Henry back in here. Sorry. Are you? Go ahead and answer that question now, Henry. Are you a Trump supporter no matter what?
I'm not a Trump supporter. I'm a Ted Cruz. I'm a Dr. Ben Carson. I'm a Scott Walker. I'm a Carly Fiorino supporter. I'm not a Trump supporter. But the whole idea was Fox News did not go out there and have them raise their hand if they'd appeal Obamacare. Fox News did not go out there and have them raise their hand about Benghazi when you get to the bottom of that. Fox News did not go out there and have them raise their hand what they would do about the VA. But they went out there with gotcha questions and attacked our candidates like a liberal news media. That's why people are upset.
All right.
They don't want that from Fox News. We get enough of that from all the other channels.
I think that's a fair point. That's a fair point. But it's different than where you started, but that's all right.
I tell you, you want to know what everybody, at least for me, this is the frustration. But what you guys end up doing, just like Fox News did, you just focus on Trump. That's just a sideshow. He's leading in the polls. Good for him. He's asking questions. He's saying things that nobody else will say. Good for him, but don't attack the man. He's $10 billion. He knows what he's doing.
All right, so he's beyond reproach because of his checkbook. And meantime, Henry, call if you have questions for Congressman Kevin Cramer. You know, it's easy from the cheap seats, but that's why we invite callers, and we get a lot of them, to the point, literally, go back and listen to the shows. I don't get a chance to ask questions, and that's fine. I'm not bellyaching about it. I love it, but I don't. So, you know, the idea that somehow that's, you know, oh, just talk about doing anything that's up, you know, trust me, if it was that easy, Senator Heidi Heitkamp would be doing it. Where's she? She's AWOL. She won't do the most listened to talk show in North Dakota. She's pulling a Rick Berg. Remember, she was real critical of Rick Berg for not going on, talk radio when he was running, and now she does it. So, I mean, if you want to be critical of people that hide from the callers. Phil and Bismarck, what's your take? You're next.
Okay, about Trump again. I'm not a Trump guy. I'm pretty much like Henry. The three people he mentioned are far, far better candidates. But I think Megyn Kelly did Trump a tremendous favor. Remember how Scott Walker said, "I'm not going to answer that question anymore because you keep badgering me with it, and it's, you know, I've already answered it." Well, when she asked Trump this thing, she basically took the gotcha question off the table for MSNBC because all he has to do is say, "Already dealt with the issue. Next question, please."
That's an interesting take. You know, in other words, it got it out there, got it done. And by the way, that whole segment was on electability. It was on questions that were going to come up regarding your electability. And I don't think the question, you know, I would have done it differently than Megyn Kelly. But the point is that stuff, you don't think that when he's slamming people and calling them fat and everything else in a Twitter account, you don't think that's going to come up, as you say, in an MSNBC debate or, you know, anywhere throughout the, you know, whoever the Democratic nominee is. Of course it is. So.
When Scott Walker pushed back, you know, this is a few months back, I said, up to about time. And, frankly, a lot of these, if I was Ted Cruz, it's like, I'm not talking to MSNBC. There's people I'm just not talking to. George Stephanopoulos, you're not going to get an interview with any legitimate Republican candidate anymore because you've exposed yourself. Crowley, a bunch of these people. But that's been my take for the last couple of days. After the first day that I thought about it, I said, you know, she did him a favor.
Interesting take, Phil. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. John in Grand Forks, you're next. And what's on your mind?
Yes, hello. Let's see. How do we do this? You know, candidates should go anywhere and everywhere they can. These guys are going to have to make big decisions, whoever gets elected. So, I mean, you got to, if you're going to sit in an interview or a debate, you got to be prepared to, if you disagree, fire back and say, no, this is the way it is, type of thing. But with Trump, the only argument I have is he's probably about my age, and I don't know where, yeah, he grew up in Brooklyn. Let's see. Northwest Minnesota. Back, teacher, Megyn Kelly was mean to me. You know, we don't put up with crybabies. Either you take them on face-to-face, but, yeah, he's got to tone that one down.
I think it's time to move on the back and forth. It really is. It's beginning to get to get third grade on everybody's part.
Exactly.
So I'm with you on that. I do think it's fair to say, okay, I think Donald Trump's support, from myself included and so many others, is because finally somebody looks to have a little bit of fight in them, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we feel like we're on the mat and nobody's speaking for us. And that's where the other candidates have got to get better at it. That's where he's providing a service. But I think in the process of just wanting a leader, we just want to take Trump and say, please be the guy. And we sort of say, so he put some stuff on his Twitter account. So he's trash talking this person. It's just, you know, we kind of lower your standards because you want the guy to be the guy so bad. And I'm asking a candid question of fervent Trump supporters. Is that you? Because some callers yesterday admitted to that. And I'm just asking. That's all.
The other thing on Megan, our Fox and Friends this morning, I have to paraphrase, he was talking about third party. And it's kind of like, I'm leaving my options open, blah, blah, blah. I want to be a Republican candidate for president unless they treat me badly, is about what he said. And I was like, don't go down that road. I've seen too many of that elections where third parties mess it up. But I don't think he will, because I don't think he's going to spend $1 billion as a third party and knowing him. So
yeah, I think there was a report yesterday that came out of his camp that said he was preparing a pledge to support the nominee, whoever it was, which would be good politics for him. John, great hearing from you on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Luther in Grand Forks, you're up next. Chad is somewhere, too. I don't know where Chad is. And then we're going to talk a little bit about the EPA and its war on coal coming up, too. So stay tuned.
Utah, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
PetroServe USA, helping America feel better by connecting our cornfields with our oil fields. PetroServe USA, on the 4-for-4 deal, the hot stuff personal pan pizza, the 20-ounce drink, the 2 cookies, 4 items for $4 all day long. It's a great deal. And for NDSU Bison fans, there's no better deal than 25% off all NDSU clothing all month long. So come on in and get ready for the drive for 5. There's great grab-and-go specials, too, like Barrel of Fun chips, 8-ounce bags, your choice of flavors, $1.79. Daily Express mini donuts, chocolate powder, or Crunch, 99 cents. Sour Punch Candy, 59 cents. Giant Sunflower Seeds, your choice of flavors, only $1.39. Firewood, $5.49 each, or 2 for $10. And PetroServe USA Work Gloves, only $12.99 each. Propane, $10 for a fill or an exchange. Those deals and many more at the PetroServe USA location near you. From Mandan to Bemidji, from Wahpeton to Grafton. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better.
Planning to buy food storage? Wait a minute. Many companies try to confuse you with the number of servings they sell. It's not about the number of servings. It's about the number of calories. In emergencies, calories mean survival. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com for a comparison of leading companies. Ready Supply Foods sells the most calories per dollar of any company. Our 23 entrees and breakfasts are delicious and full of nutritious calories. The new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley. With U.S. Tax Shield, we can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Chat with Jason Bohr from the Lake Night Council in just a little bit here. Talk a little bit about what the EPA is trying to do in the power plant. And that actually is part of our North Dakota Farm Bureau broadcast on Tuesday. Of course, we talk ag issues on Tuesdays with the Farm Bureau. And the folks in the Farm Bureau said, you know what, this, what the EPA is doing to this industry is what we want our focus to be on. And, you know, it's a good reminder that the Farm Bureau is about agriculture, without question. I mean, it's agriculture's voice in North Dakota, and agriculture is a big, big player in North Dakota's economy. In fact, the player in North Dakota's economy, without question. And, you know, there year after year after year after year for generations, it has been. But also, it's about a lot of things. It's about better schools. It's about good government. It's about, things like, overreach by the government, overregulation. It's about enhancing economic opportunities for their members. Because the Farm Bureau is not just about farming and ranching. 27,000 members across the state, folks that are concerned about issues that matter, schools, roads, safety, and economic progress, and a strong voice on issues that matter to all of North Dakota. So it's a good idea to join the Farm Bureau, be a member. And by the way, when you do, you got membership benefits too at ndfb.org. ndfb.org is their website. If you're buying a truck soon, and if it's the GMC or Chevy, you're going to get $500 off of whatever the dealer would give you. And any incentives are out there. Same with Buicks. So I know a lot of folks that do fleets go that route as well. So North Dakota Farm Bureau bringing ag home and online at ndfb.org. Luther in Grand Forks, tell me what's on your mind.
Good morning, guys. I'd just like to say that the presidential election isn't supposed to be a popularity contest or politics of personal destruction, and that's kind of what I saw Megyn Kelly trying to do is destroy Trump. And for me, why I like Trump is he came out and said he was against immigration, illegal immigrants and what have you, and that just ratcheted him right to the top for me, because I think that's the single most important issue facing America. I mean, the immigration levels are changing the culture of this country. I don't care about Donald Trump's peccadilloes or what have you. He brought the immigration debate to the forefront, and that to me is the most important issue. So I'll walk over glass for the guy if he's going to address that issue. And I just, want to let your listeners know that I think that's why his popularity is so high and why people ignore his peccadilloes.
Let me ask you a question about the politics of personal destruction that you thought came from Megyn Kelly towards Donald Trump. Was it the question about his comments towards women that you thought was unfair? Were there other questions? What did Megyn Kelly do that crossed the line specifically targeted to Trump?
It was his question about women, her question about women. You know, if he's a media personality, they're going to say things in the context of, you know, television shows and what have you. It's all part of the game. And to bring that into, you know, a presidential election and attempts to destroy him is just beyond a pale.
But again,
let me repeat
something an earlier caller said, who initially thought like you did, and then later said, you know what, Megyn Kelly did him a favor because at least now that you know that's less of an issue when it's when it comes up in a later debate or in a debate against a Democratic nominee. I mean, those issues you don't think that those exact issues were going to not ever be raised, did you?
Well, you know. Thinking about the Democrats, they're going to raise almost every issue they can to try to destroy the candidate. You know, I get that. But on the Republican side, we need to be talking about the issues, not trying to destroy somebody. And to me, it was very obvious what Megyn Kelly was trying to do.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
You know, I think she's wrong.
Do you think Megyn Kelly and or Fox News Channel is worried about Donald Trump because he's not an establishment type and they want an establishment type? Or do you think it was just trying to look like we don't want to look like we're favoring Republican candidates, so we're going to hammer him? What is your take on why she did what she did?
Well, I think she did what she did because he's not an establishment type. He's not their candidate. So I think they're trying to destroy him. And frankly, you know, I've been around politics for the last 30 years of my life. I've closely watched what's going on. And I notice a trend. And that trend is that the media, both conservative and liberal, tend to attack anyone who talks about immigration. It's time we addressed it. You know, we gave amnesty to the 6 million. It seems like most of them settled in California, which drove me out of that state. I mean, that state's completely ruined. And I don't want that to happen to the rest of the country. And I believe it ought to be front and center in a debate. What are we going to do about immigration? I mean, we're bringing in, you know, Muslims from the Middle East that, you know, some of them want to go back there and fight with ISIS. They shoot up recruitment centers, Fort Hood. Why are we bringing these people here? We don't need them here. And it's time we address the immigration issue. You know, personally,
I agree, though, although I don't know that Donald Trump has done it in specific yet, but he is certainly demonstrating that he agrees with a lot of people who are just spitting nails mad that it's a problem. I'm with you there, Luther. Appreciate your call. In other words, I think other than saying build the wall and make Mexico pay for it, that's sort of his strategy. Okay, how does Mexico pay for it? How does that exactly work? And if you build the wall, what if they tunnel underneath it? What you know, this is one of the things that I've been critical of Donald Trump about, because to me, he has the resources that to be at the point he's at now, to be the most popular candidate out of a field of 17 and a strong, strong field is saying something. That's a big deal. I wish he would take the opportunity to then, whenever it is, whether it's Benghazi, whether it's illegal immigration, whether it's Social Security reform, entitlements, economy, have a team of experts that give him a battle-tested plan that says, here's what I'd do about it. And I think they're starting to go there, from what I could gather from his Fox interview this morning. He must be getting advice to that effect, because he was more specific on Iraq and some things starting there. But, I mean, I think he could do that better. Anyway, that's my take. I want yours. On the Big Flavor, Cloverdale Hotline, Shane and Keene, what's next?
Hey, what I've seen Trump do is, especially out of this last debate, is kind of flush out that establishment, you know, based on the poll numbers after the fact. You know, now Cruz and Ben Carson and Carly Fiorina, I mean, those, and you can throw Trump in there, obviously, but with Trump's presence, that brought, you know, a lot of viewers to the debate who actually got to hear what Ben Carson had to say versus what a Bush had to say. You know, the problem with Trump isn't Trump's stand on anything. It's the best thing I heard was that, you know, every election you got 30% of voters out there who are your constant voters, and 70% just never show up. Well, now Trump's waking that 70% up, and that's, you know, where the establishment kind of had its grip on that 30%. Here comes 70% that they've got absolutely no control over, and I know there be we, I should say we, because I'm part, you know, I vote all the time, but there's people that I'd like to get you know, participating in that forum and stuff. But Trump's doing that. Trump is. I mean, look at the black ladies that were. You know, these are people that the establishment will have absolutely no control over. And when push comes to shove, they're not going to be, you know, voting for Trump like some reality show. They're going to start hearing what Ben Carson has to say. They're going to start listening to Carly, and they're going to start listening to Cruz and Bush is going to be out. You know, all these establishment people are just not going to, they may have the money, but they're just not going to have the backing. And the people that are going to come out to vote for them are going to be people that the establishment just can't sway. You know, even the Latinos, you know, for all the awful things supposedly, you know, Trump, you know, the media, the people that are reporting on this stuff want to be on the, want to be on the out front of anything Trump has to say by saying, oh, gosh, did you hear what Trump said? Well, then what ends up happening? It doesn't really bother anybody. You know, it's actually, you know, a breath of fresh air, if anything. And like I said, the what Trump brings to the arena isn't really, I think a lot of people, you know, when you hear people call is the hand wringing of over a potential Trump presidency, and I think when it all plays out, Trump won't be the front runner, and it'll be I'm 90% sure that's going to be the case.
We don't need to know that. No. I mean, you know, I mean, I think right. that's the thing where I said yesterday, my take is just let this all play out. I mean, I even believe the Republican establishment hyperventilating over Donald Trump's positions in the polls right now is ridiculous.
Exactly.
You know, just
I think it's going to be Trump, and I'm Trump's bringing some, you know, he's got that reality. You know, 24 million people, are you kidding me, you know? And what little time Ben Carson had on there, you know, he nails it. You know, those are the people we're looking for, you know. You give them just a few seconds in front of the microphone, and people are going to be thinking, they're going to be like, who is this Ben Carson?
You know, what was amazing to me is how the polar opposites of Donald Trump and Ben Carson, who I put in the top three winners of that debate on Thursday night, with polar opposite styles, absolute opposite styles, and so I think that tells you that people just want substance. They want, in the case of Donald Trump, the guy's a fighter. He's not afraid to throw a punch, and people want that right now because they're mad. In the case of Carson, cerebral but wicked smart, and you know, speaks to what concerns them. So it's a good process. Just let it play out. We don't have to hyperventilate. Yeah.
They share
well
that microphone.
Said,
yep. Thank you.
What did you say? They share the microphone. What? I don't know. I missed his last comment. I didn't mean to walk on top of him there, but I appreciate his take very much. Mike Bismarck. From the big Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Take it away.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. A little bit about that debate the other night. People, the monitors or the commentators, that's the word I'm looking for, they were pretty aggressive. And a while back, a previous caller said, wow, that looked like a CNBC debate or something. And the more I thought about it, yeah, he seemed to be right about that. But the question is, when it comes down to, let's say, the Democrats versus Republican, are they going to be continually throwing softballs at Hillary or Bernie or any of these people? I mean,
yeah, this is not politics.
Really
is not beanball. You're right to doubt that.
No,
absolutely,
I mean, it's fair, but.
Hang on, Mike. Anyway, more coming up here.
Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
3C Innovators is your 3D printing prototyping specialist of the Red River Valley. At 3C Innovators, we're dedicated to invention, innovation, and application. Our designers can turn your ideas into reality with no limitations. 3C Innovators gives you the power to craft that revolutionary new product that you've always dreamed of creating. We can take any idea or existing product to the next level with our state-of-the-art equipment. 3C Innovators offers design consultations, product refinement, 3D printer leasing options, training, and much, much more. Go to 3cinnovators.com. That's the number 3, the letter C, innovators.com. And check out our pricing and schedule an appointment with one of our design specialists today. 3C Innovators, located at 4200 James Ray Drive in Grand Forks and online at 3cinnovators.com. That's the number 3, the letter C, innovators.com.
You owe it to yourself to be safe when you're behind the wheel. And there's no safer vehicle on the road than a Mercedes-Benz. If you can hear me right now, your Mercedes-Benz dealer is Valley Imports. ValleyImports.com is the website. Check out the selection. CE and S-Class, the Coupes, the GLs, the MLs. How about a convertible or a Roadster? Have you seen that sixth-generation SL? Unbelievable, folks. And it is the safest vehicle you'll ever drive. The safety features in a Mercedes-Benz are amazing. Take one for a test drive. The best price, and by the way, if you mention you heard Scott Hennen talking about Mercedes, you'll get 2 years of service absolutely free. That's right. Another reason to go to ValleyImports.com. They'll deliver right to you. Great price, great selection, and if you don't see it on the website, they'll get it for you. Any model, Mercedes-Benz, ValleyImports.com. ValleyImports.com.
All right, so suddenly Walmart, eBay, Amazon, everybody wants to ban the rebel flag. Well, the rebel flag is an important part of American history. The rebel flag is still a long-standing symbol of Southern pride and Southern heritage. So if the big retailers want to play into political correctness and try to deny the history of America, let them. Go to ourflags.com. That's R, like rebel, R, the letter R. Ourflags.com. Get your rebel flag before they actually do outlaw the things, huh? Ourflags.com. That's ourflags.com. Go now.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. But once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Lucky caller today that calls our Cloverdale Baked Flavor Hotline is going to get a certificate for breakfast for two on us from Dakota Farms Family Restaurants. Your choice of locations, too, Mandan, Washburn, Williston, and Rugby. And you know what? Homemade food, breakfast, lunch, dinner. And they've been using Cloverdale products for a long time. Dakota Gold Bacon, Don Russell's Sausage Crumbles, Ham, Sausage Patties, at all their locations. Great stuff. Really is. So, fantastic. And get on that telephone today and call us at 800-228-0550 on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. All right. So we didn't quite finish with Mike and Bismarck. Go ahead and make your point, Mike, before we let you go.
Well, I was just saying that, you know, these people that are running for president better be prepared for any type of question and have a responsible or a decent comment coming back. And it's just amazing how the other side of the fence generally they don't have this problem. They don't. The left don't have this problem because obviously the media favors them and they're in their hip pocket. And that's about it.
All right. Appreciate the call very much. And others waiting as well. We're going to get to all of you as soon as we can. So stay tuned for that. Lots to cover today on the program. And, of course, a prize in the waiting as well. Dave Mason is the president of First International Bank and Trust. And we are broadcasting today live and on location from First International Bank and Trust. Dave, nice to see you.
Nice to see you. Thanks.
Absolutely. So you're a Bismarck native.
I am. I grew up here in Bismarck and went to Century High School and happy to be back in town.
And now the president of First International Bank.
Yeah, here in Bismarck anyway.
Yeah, and folks might be saying, well, wait a minute, they're not Bismarck. This is new. This is new for First International Bank.
Yeah, this is ground floor as you get, as you know, on our location here on 12th Street. But, yeah, so we are operating here today, and we're in the process of renovating one building for a temporary location while we work on our main building that'll be just to the north of us here.
A lot of buzz about that development, mainly I think because of the location and some of the talk about the stature of the building, but it's going to be a landmark of sorts, right?
It sure is, and you know, we're excited to be here right next to the Capitol building, kind of a prominent corner in Bismarck. We're excited to see it get revitalized and see some additional investment come into the area, and you know, we plan to build a building that demonstrates our commitment to the community, and so we're real excited about it.
What would you like the folks at Bismarck Mandan to know about First International Bank and Trust?
Well, you know, we're a family-owned bank. We're a community bank. That's always a big mainstay for me in my career of banking has always been with community banks. And so, you know, we're focused on helping those customers and helping the community kind of go to the next level and achieve those dreams. And I'm real excited about it. I mean, I've seen us. We're operating in a lot of other locations across North Dakota, and you can see on how when the banks come into town and what that impact has been. I mean, that's community banking at its best. You get to watch those customers thrive and take things to the next step.
And I know what an active community partner you are in all the markets the First International Bank and Trust serves. So it's great to see, and we enjoy our partnership with First International Bank and Trust, getting around the state talking about it. And locations are always beautiful, and it sounds like this one's going to be bigger and better than ever. So
yep, we're excited about it.
All right, so folks can find you. Not far off the corner, Divide and
State Street. Here we're at 1533 North 12th, so we're right by the new Heritage Center that's in Bismarck.
Just got to come down the hill a little bit.
That's right.
Come back around.
Come on in and see us.
Yeah, not hard to find. Thanks, Dave. Appreciate it very much.
Thank you.
And thanks for having us. We're talking with more folks as we go throughout the day here from First International Bank and Trust as we broadcast from their location in Bismarck. Let's see who has waited the longest here. A lot of folks waiting to weigh in. Kevin Moorhead, what's on your mind? You're next.
All right, Scott, thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
So where we're at is the common denominator for most of your calls is we're upset with the establishment, right? I think Ted Cruz calls them the cartel in Washington, and Kevin Cramer, to me, is part of it. But getting back to the debate, and I'm real tired about talking about Ted Cruz, but I've been listening this morning, and Megyn Kelly keeps coming up, and it wasn't the question. Now, tell me if I'm wrong here, but it was the tone in her voice. Someone can ask you something, right? Two different ways. And
clearly mad. She was clearly upset about all of his comments, but I guess as a woman, I don't know that I'd hear that and not say, this guy's a pig, right? I mean, I think I've heard that term from other women based on his comments. So, yeah, maybe she's right to be a little bit upset. But, I mean, that isn't necessarily what a journalist should do. A journalist ought to ask a question straight up. So I get that. But I think it was a fair question. I think he was going to have to answer those questions at some point is all I'm saying.
I do, too. But here's the thing. You know what? She's saying that he said all these things. I don't know for a fact that he did. I mean, when was this? I'm not hearing a subtitle, or I don't see a subtitle with when he called someone a pig. What was the date? Who was he talking to? You know what I mean? It was like a he said, she said kind of thing, you know? And if she couldn't ask the question with all the vitriol, you know, coming, well, you could clearly see, like you said, If she couldn't ask the question without coming across that way, maybe Brett Baer should have asked it. You know, because I'm right up there right now.
You know what? That's a pretty good point. That's a pretty good point on your part. It would have insulated Fox from that a little bit to go more straight up rather than have, okay, let's have the female journalist ask the question about, you know, the comments that he said that are anti-women. I mean, it was their electability round, so I think that's fair game to say you got to be asked about these questions. But, you know, how they did it is, you got a point.
Your point earlier about, you know, are we giving them a pass? I am so pissed off at the leadership of the Republican Party. You know what? I believe you touched on it.
You probably are giving them a pass because you're mad about that. I get it. Kevin, appreciate the call. More coming up.
What's on your mind? So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Did you know you can lose weight by drinking coffee? Well, now you can with Slim Roast, a delicious Italian dark roast coffee with a secret formula inside that cuts appetite, burns fat, and blocks sugar. Thousands of people are already experiencing incredible results. Here's the deal. It works every time, and it will work for you. Order Slim Roast today. It's 100% guaranteed. Want a free sample? Call 877-383-6054. Love to send you one. 877-383-6054.
The Bakken's best trucks are at S&S Motors in Watford City. How do I know? I bought one, and you can too. They have great clearance pricing every day, internet specials every day. Give Brent or Tim a call. They'll take good care of you. Pre-owned 4x4s, great deals. Fords and Chevys, too. They'll bring it to you. They deliver. Plus, they have that full-service shop with Fortex. It'll take care of all your repairs, vehicle maintenance, too. Call Sonia to schedule 701-444-2341. Online at snsmotorsinc.com. S&S Motors, Watford City.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. Even very smart, very accomplished people. It's part of being human. A quote taken out of context, a legal problem, an unfortunate photograph. Once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Because people love to dig up dirt, even when it's not real dirt. Put it to rest. Call for a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. Businesses, public figures, and professionals turn to Reputation.com for good reason. We protect your online image by helping make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Learn more about what the experts at Reputation.com can do for you. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.